Imagine walking into a room, say a conference room, and instantly commanding attention, not because of your title or position, but because of this irresistible energy and confidence that surrounds you. This episode on the definition of executive presence is especially for you if A, you want to better understand the elusive quality of executive presence. B, you want to elevate your leadership to true influence, and or C, unlock more of your potential with the mindset of executive presence. Welcome to Speak Up, the podcast for high-performing introverts, including you social introverts, where we reveal the charisma and communication secrets of A-listers so that you get the recognition and opportunities you deserve. I'm your host, Laura Camacho, your magical communication godmother, coach, and strategist. Take note that we now release episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The power of executive presence. We all crave that. In her seminal book on executive presence, author Sylvia Ann Hewlett, and she really is the queen of executive presence, she calls it the missing link between merit and success. So think about that, the missing link between merit and success. And I believe she's right because I've coached thousands of people and it's not incompetence that doesn't get you the promotion sometimes. It really is the lack of the executive presence. And I'm sure you've seen that in your own workplace. Executive presence is definitely a quality that goes beyond mere competence, as I just said, and it elevates leaders to be true influencers. But what is it exactly? How can you cultivate it so that you can unlock your full leadership potential? So we're going to uncover some secrets behind this elusive yet transformative trait. Now, executive presence takes a while to fully blossom. You're not going to go from 0 to 1,000 in 30 seconds, but today's podcast will definitely get you started in ways that others are going to notice right away, especially if you've been reticent to speak up. Or on the other hand, if you're like me, occasionally known for being too blunt. I hear you. So here's one definition of executive presence. Executive presence is the blend of demeanor, communication, and confidence that leaders project, shaping how they're perceived. And that's what this podcast is all about, managing perceptions. It's about exuding authenticity, charisma, and composure so that you inspire trust, respect, and influence. And this is what allows leaders to engage audiences, to encourage collaboration, and to drive change. Executive presence is the hallmark of effective leadership, an amalgamation of self-awareness, communication skills, and really emotional intelligence that sets exceptional leaders like you apart. So this is a mini episode. This is not the alpha and the omega of executive presence. I'm going to go into these three qualities and I'm going to leave you with the mindset that you need to start cultivating your executive presence. The three qualities being demeanor, communication, and confidence. So let's start with demeanor. D-E-M-E-A-N-O-R. It is not a word you hear often. So that I just wanted to review. That's how you spell it. So you can use that word in your next meeting to impress somebody maybe. But what is demeanor? It is basically how you carry yourself and behave, especially in social or work situations. It's about your body language, how you speak, and the overall vibe that you give off. Think of it as your personal style of interacting with others. When you have a good demeanor, you come across as friendly, confident, and respectful. People feel comfortable around you. You're approachable. That you're not an egomaniac. In the world of leadership, your demeanor means a lot. It's what helps you build trust and authority with your team. Obviously. So having a positive demeanor means that you're more likely to inspire and lead effectively. So you need to understand that executive presence involves competence, warmth, and demeanor. Those are just other ways of saying like the communication and the confidence, because I believe in having confidence based on your competence. I do not teach people to fake it until they make it because I don't know how to do it. This demeanor, though, this friendly aspect. That's what I want you to get right now, that people with executive presence are warm people. They are not cold. It can be tricky, though. Some women leaders feel that it's difficult to nail that quality of being friendly because they fear not being taken seriously, which is a legitimate concern. However, I think it's a false dichotomy to think that you have to be friendly or people don't take you seriously. But I don't think it's the correct. I don't think it's accurate. I don't think it reflects reality. You can be super friendly as you're frying your enemies and you smile as they sizzle. It's a matter of being clear, clear. Clarity is kindness. Clarity trumps people pleasing, but you can be clear and friendly at the same time. It's a matter of disagreeing without being disagreeable. It's really having that control over your emotions so that even under fire, you may not be friendly if you're under attack, but you're at least holding it together, which I know from personal experience can be difficult. But if you're worried about being too friendly already, then I want you to just ignore that and focus on the other aspects. But it is indispensable that you understand that executive presence is a warm quality, not a cold one. I know, you know, demeanor includes also being respectful. I know that if you're listening to this, you are already respectful. So I'm not even going to go into that. And I'm going to go into confidence in just a minute. But the second quality is communication, which, you know, is my love language. And I talk about that every day, all day. And I'm not going to do that on this podcast. Just going to give you one tip with the communication piece. I'm going to give you a Swiss Army knife quality tool to help with the communication, because a big issue with executive communication is either too much context. Because some people think, oh, I'm going to give them context. And they think, well, I'm going to go with the history. You know, the internet started back in the 60s. No. People don't want history lessons, but they don't want you to say, oh, well, we need to do X. Well, why? Well, what do you mean? What project are you referring to? Introverts tend to give too little context, and extroverts tend to give too much context in the form of a history lesson. So I want you to get it right. And here's a tool you can just plug and play. It's called GPS. And I learned this from one of my early podcast guests named Chris. GPS, goal, problem, solution. We're trying to achieve X. The problem that is stopping us is Y. And here's the solution. If you give that kind of GPS introduction to your what you want to say, it sounds more executive. It sounds more confident. It gives people the context that they need. That's the introduction. We're going to go into other lessons about executive presence. But for now, just know that you need to give the right amount of context when you speak up. Now, finally, confidence, the third quality. This is the main thing I want you to understand about confidence. It is not knowing all the answers. A lot of you say at senior manager level, maybe director, or if you're an individual contributor, like your confidence comes from like knowing your domain inside and outside and upside down and inside out. But for senior leadership, you have to be enterprise level. You have to have confidence, even though you're not really sure even what they're talking about, or you not fully. I mean, obviously you have some idea. So I want you to think about, I am confident. I have a track record. I have a successful track record. I know a lot. I don't know it all, but I can figure it out. Everything is figure outable. That is competence-based confidence. So you don't have to know a topic from A to Z to speak up on it, because you can bring a perspective that does come from your area of expertise. All right. So now we've gone over demeanor. We've gone over communication and we've gone over confidence. Just giving you a little tip, a takeaway for today. I don't want to give you too much or you will just not implement anything. So finally, the mindset. All starts with mindset. Mindset is the filter through which you view the reality. It's the way you interpret how people are looking at you, what they're thinking, how they're perceiving you. And we often kind of fixate on ourselves, like we all want to be like super confident and executive. But really, for executive presence. You want this mindset that if you've coached with me, you know what I'm going to say. At least you should know. Trusted advisor. Like, you're there to help people. You're there to help with whatever your expertise. Again, you don't have to know everything, but you do know something. So you want to show up as someone who is the trusted advisor. Any of you who have worked as consultants, you know, with McKinsey or Accenture or the other consulting firms, I mean, you've been trained in this. Like, you're constantly selling the value of your expertise. You're constantly speaking up in meetings. You have been well trained in communication. That is a big part of what the value you get from working with those firms. And if you haven't worked in that capacity, but you've worked with consultants, like, pay attention. They have to show up and from zero start adding value. So how do they do that? Like, they ask questions, they show concern, they make recommendations based on previous clients, maybe, or recommendations based on trends going out there. So if you're a trusted advisor, you're speaking up, you're making recommendations, you're not just waiting to be asked a question. It's a mindset switch, but even asking a question in a meeting can be a way of moving the agenda forward and being the trusted advisor. So how did you like this summary of executive presence? Let me just recap it for you. Demeanor, just showing up with competence, confidence, and friendliness. Number two, communicate with context, not too much, no history lesson, but not too little. Three, confidence based on not knowing everything, but being able to figure things out. And four, mindset of trusted advisor. So I want you to take these, take action on one of them today and go crush that next meeting. And if you haven't visited my website, I'm just mentioning it because you want to get on my weekly email list. I send out a nice quick communication tip every week. It's www.speakupwithlaura.com. And if you ever want to reach out to me, my email is hello@speakupwithlaura.com. Thank you very much. And I will catch you on the next episode. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.